USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr is headed back to the Justice Department after the Senate confirmed him as the next Attorney General.
The yeas are 54, the nays are 45. Nomination is confirmed.
Barr was Attorney General during George H.W. Bush's time and will be sworn in later today at the White House. Congress is expected to pass an over 1,100-page bill that would keep the government open past the deadline tomorrow. California Democrat John Garamendi tells Fox News both sides did compromise.
The Democrats and the Republicans in both the House and the Senate came to a conclusion, a compromise on what to do with border security. There's far more money than $1.3 billion for border security.
According to Senator Mitch McConnell, the president has indicated he will sign the bill and then declare a national emergency to fund the border wall. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The number of Americans filing applications for unemployment benefits unexpectedly rose last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Suggesting some moderation in job growth, initial claims for unemployment benefits increased last week by about 4,000 to a seasonally adjusted 239,000 when most analysts were expecting a drop to around 225,000. The Labor Department says data for the prior week was also revised to show 1,000 more applications received than previously reported. However, at the same time, the government reported back on Tuesday that there were a record 7.3 million job openings in December.
Fred Gutenberg lost his daughter in the Parkland shooting 1 year ago today. He tells NBC News that little has changed regarding protecting our kids in school.
It doesn't matter what party you belong to, you are as likely to be shot as my daughter was.
The accused gunman is still awaiting trial. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe has a new book coming out next week. He sat down and did an exclusive interview with 60 Minutes. Now, snippets of that interview are coming out already. Much of the interview focuses, though, on the Russia investigation and some of the policies that McCabe put into place.
I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace. I wanted to make sure that our case was on solid ground, and if somebody came in behind me and closed it and tried to walk away from it, they would not be able to do that without creating a record of why they'd made that decision.
That audio courtesy of 60 Minutes. Now, Republican Congressman Devin Nunes was on Fox News responding to what we just heard.
You now know that the deputy director of the FBI was relying on Democratic paid-for dirt that came from Russians to investigate another candidate in a political party for doing what? For supposedly colluding with Russians. It's absolutely absurd. They opened up a counterintelligence investigation into a political party based on dirt and opposition research from another political party. It's something that we never should do in this country. Every American should be outraged by this, but this has been buried by the mainstream media for years now. I mean, this has gone on for 2 years.
Right. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.